This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's leader called for solidarity on Thursday, a month since Russia's invasion began, warning he would see who sells out at summits in Europe where bolstering sanctions and NATO is planned, but restrictions on energy could prove divisive. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Brussels for meetings of the alliance, G7 and EU over a conflict that began on February 24th and caused more than 3.6 million refugees to flee the country. Biden's visit could also shine a light on a dispute with European allies, some of whom are heavily reliant on Russian oil and gas over whether to impose further energy sanctions. The United States assesses that members of Russia's military since their invasion of Ukraine have committed war crimes there. The story from VOA Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued a statement Wednesday that, based on information currently available, it has been determined by Washington that Russian forces in Ukraine have committed war crimes. The U.S. ambassador focused on global criminal justice, Beth Van Schaack, was then asked at a State Department briefing if Russian President Vladimir Putin might be liable for such illegal actions as the commander-in-chief in Moscow.
There are doctrines under international law and domestic law that are able to reach all the way up the chain of command.
U.S. officials say that ultimately would depend on the judgment of a court that has jurisdiction. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The humanitarian toll from the conflict continues to rise. A quarter of Ukraine's population of 44 million have been driven from their homes. Worst hit, the southern port of Mariupol, where hundreds of thousands of people